You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Josh Turgeon, and thanks so much for being with us today. I really hope that everyone is having a good week so far. I know that my dog is. Well, actually, I think she's had more like a good 8 weeks. This may be a bad time for us stuck quarantining at home, but these are truly the days of the dogs. Having your people home with you 24/7, going on endless walks, and somehow even more walks. So much attention. Dogs are totally winning. My 8.5-pound Havanese, Pocahontas, has never been happier, or more tired, probably. Let's just say that she's in the best shape of her life from all of these walks. When this quarantine is over, and either treatment or vaccine is discovered, I think that not only will there be job opportunities for tracers, but I think dog trainers who specialize in separation anxiety may do quite well when the world reopens. Speaking of dogs, you may have noticed I got a little haircut this week. No, I didn't sneak into a salon for an illegal haircut. My father found a hair buzzer set and used that to trim my hair. Then he told me it was a dog grooming set. Maybe that's why I've been scratching my ears lately. Anyway, we have an amazing show for you all today. My first guest is an incredible Broadway performer currently starring in the 8-time Tony Award-winning musical Hadestown, who's not only incredibly talented, but she knows quite a bit about helping others. In fact, since 2012, she co-founded Broadway Serves, where performers are encouraged to be the change beyond the stage and help those in need. Volunteering with Broadway Serves has been some of my favorite moments in New York City when I haven't been on stage. I'm thrilled to welcome the unbelievably talented Kimberly Marable to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hey.
I'm so happy to have you on as a guest.
I'm thrilled to be here, Joshua. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. How have you been doing since Broadway took a pause?
I've been doing okay. It's definitely a change of pace and change of scene. I'm spending most of the time at home. But I've been okay. Just trying to take one day at a time.
That's good. I actually met you exactly a year ago, or almost exactly a year ago, when I first volunteered with Broadway Serves. It's volunteering at St. Luke's Soup Kitchen at the Broadway Cares Flea Market and at Kids Serve 2019. Volunteering is so important to me, and being able to volunteer with Broadway Serves is so special to my Broadway friends and I. Can you share how you started one of my favorite organizations in New York City?
Absolutely. So we actually just celebrated our 8th anniversary.
Yay!
I know! Happy anniversary to us! Yeah, so back in 2012, myself as well as Dion Figgins and Dana Marie Ingram, we actually met at a march. We were at a rally honoring or commemorating the 1 month anniversary of Trayvon Martin's death. And we were marching with a few other Broadway folks. At the time I was in Sister Act, Dana was in Spider-Man, and Dion was in Memphis. Not Motown wasn't around yet. But yeah, so we met there. I did not know either of them, even though they had known each other. And we decided we've got to do something. Like, we have all this energy surrounding the good of the people and wanting to be the change beyond the stage. And so we met and decided the best way to go about that is to create a space where our peers can engage in community service activities. So our first activity was actually AIDS Walk that year in 2012. And shortly after that, I discovered I was going to go on tour. So I then left the city to go on tour with the Book of Mormon, and thus our to-go touring program was born. So now we have tours across, well, we did before coronavirus. We had tours across the country and in Canada that were doing community service activities. With their casts and the crew, anybody who wanted to take part. And then I came back and joined the Lion King, and I met some amazing kids and parents. And they were like, we want to get involved. And thus, KidServe was born, and how you and I met, because we started creating opportunities for Broadway kids to give back.
With this pause because of COVID-19, are there any like sort of opportunities for our listeners and viewers to volunteer?
Certainly. And I will say that Broadway Serves proper has not been doing specific activities just because we don't feel we have the wherewithal to maintain a certain level of safety. But there are many, many organizations, soup kitchens, food pantries, meal delivery services that are very much in need of volunteers. But there are also things that you can do remotely. You can, if you are crafty, you can sew or do non-sew masks. You can call your neighbor and check on them to see if they're okay. And even just staying inside is being a service to your community, and just stopping the spread of the virus. So there's plenty of things that we can do. But something to remember as well is that we have to take care of ourselves. This is a totally crazy time. And part of being of service to the community is making sure that you are taking care of yourself too. So if you need to talk to anybody, then you should.
Yeah, one of my main goals with taking the Early Night Show virtual was to help support the Actors Fund. What they and Broadway Cares are doing for performers who are out of work is just incredible. How is Broadway Serves connected to the Actors Fund and Broadway Cares?
Yes, this is a great question. So Broadway Cares is actually, Broadway Serves is an affiliate program of Broadway Cares. So we have an office in their office suite, and we are very much involved in the work that they do, and vice versa. And between Broadway Cares and the Actors Fund, Broadway Cares is a huge funding source and resource for the Actors Fund. So, and as you know or don't know, pretty much all of the funding that Broadway Cares is getting currently is being diverted to the Actors Fund. So if you can, please, please, please donate to the Actors Fund, donate to Broadway Cares. The money is very much being put to good use. And then between Actors Fund and Broadway Serves, more recently within the last year, we've been collaborating with the Actors Fund Looking Ahead program. And then engaging with our KidServe program and making sure that kids can connect with each other and also do community service in the world.
That's incredible. I'm pretty sure many of our listeners know that you're not just an incredible person, but that you're also an incredible performer. And you're actually a handstand, right?
I am.
It's so cool. Would you sing a song from it?
I would love to. Cool. And this one, I think, is apropos since we've all been in our houses for a very long time. Maybe we're feeling a little stir crazy, stuck in a rut. You could use a little pick me up. Don't you love quoting lyrics to songs? It's just fun.
Oh, in what song?
I'll be singing Our Lady of the Underground from Hadestown.
I love that song. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, let's do it.
About you boys, but if you're like me, then hanging around this old manhole is bringing you down. 6 feet under, getting under your skin, cabin fever is a setting in. You're stir crazy, stuck in a rut. You could use a little pick me up. I can give you what it is you crave, a little something from the good old. Got the rain on tap and the harbor. I got sunshine up on a shelf. Allow me to introduce myself. Brother, what's my name? My name is Our Lady of the Underground. Brother, what's my name? Our Lady of Ways, Our Lady of Means. Brother, what's my name? My name is Our Lady of the Upside Down. Want to know my name? I'll tell you my name. Shall receive, or maybe these just ain't enough. Maybe you're looking for some stronger stuff. I got a sight for the sorer sky. When was the last time you saw the sky? Wipe away your tears, brother. Brother, I know how you feel. I can see you're blinded by the sadness of it all. A little closer, and there's a crack in the wall. You want stars? I got a sky full. Put a quarter in the slot, you'll get an eye full. You want the moon? Yeah, got her too. She's right here waiting in my pay-per-view. How long's it been? A little moonshine ain't no sin. Tell my husband to take his time. Well, the boss don't know, the boss won't mind.
For more information about Broadway Serves, go to BroadwayServes.org. Thank you so much, Kimberly, and I can't wait to go see you in Hadestown soon. It's so, so amazing to have such a great organization like Broadway Serves and other organizations like the Actors Fund and Broadway Cares to provide comfort and support for the theater community. The song Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel is about providing comfort to a person when in need. I think that we can all use a little comfort right now, so I hope you like it.
Thank you. on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend, I'm sailing right behind, like a bridge over troubled water.
Guest earned not one, not two, not three, but four cheer turns on The Voice when he blew everyone away with his rendition of Dream a Little Dream. I'm so excited to welcome one of the stars of The Voice, Preston C. Howell, to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Preston.
Hey, what's up?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for being here today. I know that you've been really, really busy. I mean, after your time on The Voice, you joined Acapop Kids. What has that experience been like?
I mean, Acapop is just amazing. And we were just on the Kelly Clarkson show, which was like shocking. And we were all like mind blown when they told us. So it's been a cool experience. Yeah.
I know that everything is paused right now because of COVID-19, but when you guys were actively recording, where did you guys record and shoot the videos?
Yeah, well, we actually mostly recorded in Dallas, but we also did stuff in LA and New York, and most of the music video filmings were in Dallas. We also filmed at a wedding venue for Shallow, which was really cool.
Wow. Yeah. Have you been able to work on any Acapop projects while in quarantine?
Yeah, we did. We started this whole thing called Acapop Minis, where we take a little bits of different songs and we do them on our Instagram page. It's really cool.
Wow, that's so cool. Other than the Instagram page, where can our listeners and viewers go to watch and listen to Acapop Kids?
We have a YouTube page, and if you want to listen to other stuff, we have on all platforms our music. But if you want to watch music videos, we have it on our YouTube page and our website too.
Cool.
It's all Acapop Kids.
Wow. Are there any other projects that you're currently working on that you're able to tell us about?
Yes, definitely. I'm actually working with a few producers to release my first single, which is kind of crazy, but I've been looking forward to it. We're doing this whole thing about suicide awareness for teens, and we're going to push it forward with a song, and it's a super happy song. It's called Supply and Demand, and our whole thing is called the Suicide Mixtape. So I'm excited.
Wow, that's incredible. I know that this is a very, very challenging time for all of us, but has anything else positive come out of this great pause?
Yeah, I actually, just like we've been talking about, but I just started writing my own music, like along with the other stuff, but I've been doing my own stuff. I set up my own like music studio in my room. It's just like a small thing I decided to work on since I'm stuck at home, so.
That's so amazing. What song would you like to sing for us today, and why do you choose that song?
I'm actually going to be singing I'm Still Standing by Elton John. And I picked the song because, I mean, I already love the song from Elton John. And then when the movie Sing came out, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to sing this. So I watched it. I loved it. I learned it. And then I stopped singing it because I went through puberty a little bit. So I was like, oh, dang, whatever. But then I heard it again. I was like, I should bring this back. So here I am.
Well, I can't wait to hear you sing it. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, awesome.
Like a winter freezer, just like ice, and there's a cold lonely light that shines from you, and you wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know how I'm still standing, you just fade away. And don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? I'm looking like a true survivor. I'm feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time. I'm picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once I never could hope to win. You started down the road of leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if our love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. And I'm still standing better than I ever did. I'm looking like a true survivor. I'm feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. I'm picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Preston. You're so talented, and I can't wait to listen to your new single. I'm so happy to welcome our final guest, Taylor Paige Henderson. Taylor was getting ready for an off-Broadway show, but the coronavirus has prevented that for now. However, I'm so happy to have her on here so she can perform for us today for an even bigger audience.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. How have you been impacted by COVID-19?
Well, I was supposed to be starting my new off-Broadway show, The Bedwetter, which got postponed. So that really, really sucks. And also, I was supposed to be playing Annie at the Broadway Music Circus Sacramento this summer, which I'm really bummed that I won't be able to do it because it was such a big role.
I bet. I'm so sorry that you're not able to do it right now. But how have you been keeping busy while quarantined?
Well, I've been playing with my dogs a lot. I have three, and they are insane, and I love them.
Oh, wait, what type?
They're all mutts. We rescued them all. I have a big kind of Dalmatian kind of dog, and then I have a really fat little tiny, like, blonde dog. And then I have kind of like a terrier almost. She's so cute. I love her. I know. My big dog is my favorite because she will let me just pet her and pet her and pet her for forever. And yeah.
My dog's name Pokey. She's like a tiny Havanese. Pokey, short for Pocahontas. It either had to be Broadway or Disney. We chose Disney for. So our last dog was Simba. He was a weaned terrier, but he's no longer with us, but it's fine.
Aw, they sound so cute.
They were so cute. They're such babies. I know that we were actually both planning on being in New York City right now, and having projects paused is very, very hard. But has there been anything positive that's come out being quarantined?
Well, I get to be with my family, and being away for the past year, I've been away from home a lot with just traveling and auditions and doing shows. I haven't really been able to be home. So being home right now has been really, really great.
Well, that's great. And what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I will be singing Maybe from Annie because it's just full of hope, and right now I just think we all need to have a little bit of hope.
Well, are you maybe ready to start the song?
Of course I am.
Cool. Here you go.
Coffee.
you all so much for joining us at the Early Night Show. Thank you so much to Kimberly Marable, Preston C. Howell, Taylor Paige Henderson, and you, our audience, for being a part of the Early Night Show family. If you are or know of a student whose show was canceled or postponed because of COVID-19, there's a chance to sing on our show. Just send an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and a link to a video of you singing. We hope to show your talents off to the world. Whether you're watching at home with your dog, cat, or just by yourself, if you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can find The Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.